All right, thank you very much. We're reporting today on the scores for the week for week number 22. That was week ending February 4. We also have the unofficial results of the women's tournament and the open tournament that have been going on for the last four weekends at Alley's and Douglas in Northland Lanes for the doubles and singles. Let's take a look at the unofficial standings for the women's tournament first. Remaining in first place throughout the whole tournament was a team called Splits and Giggles. That was a score of 36-09 for the team handicap score. Team Scratch, Graphic Signs and Embroidery are leading with a 29-18. Doubles handicap, Jennifer Bloomfield and Jackie Cucci remained in first place throughout the tournament with a score of 14-05. And doubles scratch is Kaylee Pardue and Christina Sherman with a score of 12-10. Jennifer Bloomfield, our leader in the singles handicap, with a 788. In the single scratch, Christina Sherman with a score of 683. Jennifer Bloomfield in first place in all events handicap with a score of 2275. Christina Sherman in the scratch all events with a score of 1985. Two bowlers this weekend tie for the senior singles handicap. Vicki LaPierre and Iris Mann tied for first place with a score of 730. In the open tournament, a team called the Bowlers from Alley's moved into first place this past week for team handicap with a score of 1627 to win that division by only 16 pins. The men's All-City team remained in first place scratch with a score of 33-44. In the doubles handicap, we have new leaders, Kurt Mobley and Corey McNabb, are currently leading by only one pin with a score of 15-30 for doubles handicap. In double scratch, Todd Grahams and Scott Smith took over first place by only about 15 pins with a score of 14-45. Jacob Jablinski is currently leading our singles handicap with a score of 832. And the single scratch is our leader now is Scott Smith with a scratch score of 721. We have a new all-events handicap leader. Kurt Mobley is leading with a 2381. Scott Smith is leading all-events scratch with 2204. And leading in our senior singles division is Steve Walters, leading by only five pins with a score of 780. And he's leading senior singles handicap with that score. Our senior doubles leaders are Kurt DeYoung and Mike Kling with a score of 1451. And our leaders for the senior doubles for the ladies, Kim Kassmeyer and Cindy Heckman with a score of 1305. Taking a look at our youth scores from this past week from Northland, Ryan Duff with a score of 243. Caden Brummels with a 269, and Ashley Duff with a 226. Ryan Duff with a series of 653, and Caden Brummels with a 674. Our youth scorers from BAM, Logan Dirksey with a game of 246, Dane Gemmon with a 218, and J.R. Martinez with a 199. Logan Dirksey also with a 667, J.R. Martinez with a 541, and Dakota McDaniel with a series of 458. We want to congratulate from the Rich Dahlman Memorial League, Derek Sturken, who is a first-year bowler this year, had his career-high game of 193 and his career-high series with a 514. Our scores from week number 22, we had last weekend our first 300 in the tournament bowled by Jordan Kirkland. She bowled that in the doubles event over at Northland Lanes. Courtney Garverlink from Northland Select with a 269. Lori Kirkland from Northland Select with a 255. Jennifer Bloomfield from Starlight, 244. Chelsea Bosher from Northland Select with also with a 244. Katie Vintainen from Northland Select with a 238. Bobby Joe Bursma from Sunshine, 236. Phyllis Eif from Lake Effect, 234. Tammy Newberry from Northland Select with a 232. Skylar Beverwhite, Starlight, 225. And finishing up the top 10 for high games this week for the ladies, Dawn Chamberlain from Northland Select with a 224. In the high series for the week, Courtney Garverlink from Northland Select with a 698. Lori Kirkland from Northland Select with a 666. Katie Van Tynen from Sunshine with a 641. Jennifer Bloomfield from Starlight, 638. Chelsea Bosher, Northland Select, with a 628. Tammy Newberry from Northland Select with a 622. Dawn Chamberlain from Sunshine, 621. Kim Smith from Northland Select with 613. Skylar Beverwijk from Starlight, 594. And Mindy McDonald from Saturday Night Fever with a 555. In the men's scores for the week, Ward Grigsby from Saturday Night Fever was our high game bowler this week with a 289. Matt Fortney from Friday Night Rollers, 279. Adam Carson from Saturday Night Fever, 279. Brian Morin and Scott Smith, both from Tri-City, both with identical games of 279. And also Chris Ponstein from Tri-City, also a 279. Two bowlers with 268. Noah Yabara from Saturday Night Fever, and Todd Grahams from Northland Select. Chris Brummels from West Ottawa with a 267, and Mark Bachman from Tri-City finishing up the top 10 this week with a 265. In the high series for the week, week number 22, Chris Brummels from West Ottawa with a 766. Chris also had a 757 in Tri-City. Scott J. Smith, Tri-City, 760. Todd Grahams, Northland Select with a 741. Brian Morin from Tri-City with 735. Matt Fortney from Friday Night Roller, 727. Ward Grigsby, Saturday Night Fever, 726. Adam Carson, Saturday Night Fever with 712. Bob Zuberink from Tri-City with a 710. Matt Carson from Businessmen's with an even 700. And finishing up the top 10 for this week, Bruce Nyland from Larry Montague Memorial League with 699. If anybody would like to see the top 25 standings for the Open Tournament and the top 10 for the Women's Tournament, they can go to our website, greaterhollandbowling.com, click on Adult Tournaments, and then the various tournament standings are currently listed there. And that's going to wrap us up for week number 22. Thank you, Jared. We'll talk to you again next week.